Now to Massachusetts businesses that have been closed for almost 2 months in the pandemic. For them, Governor Baker's outline for a phased-in reopening has offered some relief. But due to the lack of details on how and when that will happen, some of that relief is tempered by confusion. WBUR's Adrian Ma reports.
Governor Baker says the first businesses to open will be those that involve little direct contact between employees and consumers. Christopher Guerin of Associated Industries of Massachusetts says that bodes well for manufacturers. Although
it's not as if you can just flip a switch and bring an entire manufacturing plant back online in a matter of minutes.
And a big question for his members?
How do you open in an efficient manner that also ensures the health and safety of employees and makes those employees confident enough to come back to work?
On that score, the state has released some mandatory safety rules for businesses to follow once they reopen. This includes maintaining a safe distance between people and regular sanitizing of surfaces that get a lot of traffic. John Hurst of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts says the state's basic plan seems like a good one. He just hopes the state doesn't wait too long to give retailers the green light.
I can tell you a very large percentage of our members are saying that if they can't get open until June, they don't believe that they'll ever reopen.
He says some ways retailers could reopen safely include allowing curbside pickup or having people shop by appointment only.
There's certainly steps that we have not taken yet that other states have done that can be very, very safe and very measured, even if the doors are not 100% unlocked.
Whatever it is, he hopes it happens soon. Even if retailers are closed, he says their landlords, their creditors, are not going anywhere. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.